This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. A group called Chat Lab is making space for a new makerspace located on Chattanooga's North Shore. It's a shared workshop with all kinds of equipment, everything from a welding torch to 3D printers to woodworking tools.
So this Grizzly is pretty cool. It's got a little on button on here.
That's Michael Rowland showing off a Grizzly brand table saw. Roland is giving me a tour. Right now, we're in the woodworking area.
Bit of a mess sometimes, but nice little space to work at.
In this section of the Chat Lab makerspace, someone might build a bookshelf. In a different area, beyond a curtain keeping the sawdust in, someone might sit at a table and solder microcontrollers or use a 3D printer. Jason Brown shows me something he made.
This multi-tool holder here is 3D printed.
Brown is one of the original Chat Lab founders, and he has a broad range of skills. For more than 20 years, he's been into building robots.
I'm not afraid to break things or to screw up, so I have messed with just about everything. But a lot of that really comes from the combat robotics hobby.
Combat robotics. In other words, battle bots, like the TV show.
It was on ABC. Our team is Chaos Corps, our robot Bombshell. We went all the way to the finals. We ended up at second place.
That was in 2016. These days, Brown says, he spends a lot of time improving the Chat Lab makerspace.
Trying to get these laser cutters up and going. I just put in a new lathe in there. I've got a new mill coming down. The big CNC router in there has been my project. And I'm trying to get those things up and going so other people can use them for their projects. I think I've kind of figured out that my passion is really building tools, not building things with the tools. So I'm going with it.
Chat Lab has around 30 to 35 members, each with different skills and different levels of experience. Chat Lab president Jeff Johnson explains what they all have in common.
Well, a maker is anybody that wants to tinker, invent, create, watch people make stuff, learn how to make stuff, teach people how to make stuff.
Anything and everything you can think of, he says. One member is building a furnace so he can cast aluminum. He's taking old hard drives and melting them down to create new objects.
Anything that you want to make that can fit in this area and isn't too caustic or too damaging to the environment in this space, we encourage you to come make.
Chat Lab members are part of a growing nationwide maker movement, propelled in part by 3D printers and other technology becoming cheaper and more accessible. President Obama recognized the movement in 2014, hosting a maker fair at the White House. Johnson says every city seems to have a maker space similar to Chat Lab, and there are different types. Some are public, like the one on the fourth floor of the Chattanooga Library.
You also have high schools, like Ulf Makers at OLPH, that create their own little maker spaces.
He says Chat Lab is a hacker space where individuals come together, pay dues, and get 24-hour access to the space.
We share tools, we share ideas, and so I like to consider us more free range. You know, we're really just limited by what our landlord allows us to do.
Chat Lab is located on Chattanooga's North Shore in the Hamilton County Business Development Center. They're a member-supported 501c3 nonprofit, and Johnson says membership dues go toward paying rent and purchasing new tools and equipment. People interested in checking it out can attend open meetings that happen every Tuesday evening. Chat Lab used to be located in St. Elmo. This year, they've opened in their new North Shore location, and their space is still evolving.
Some spaces turn out to be all networking guys. Some spaces turn out to be sewing and stuff like that. But it all depends on the type of members we attract and the direction they want to go.
You can find Chat Lab on Facebook. Just search for Chat Lab with two T's, Chat Lab. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.